Welcome to this week's Bill Elliott Racing Podcast. I'm Doug Fireball Turnbull. It's been a quiet couple of weeks, but still some developments and some things we need to catch up and talk to. Let's talk with Trey Poole this week, driver of the number 91 Bill Elliott Racing Ford. And Trey, I guess you've not had a lot to do since the last Georgia Asphalt Series race, but that race probably didn't go as well as you wanted. Tell us a little bit about what happened there at Lanier National Speedway a couple of weeks ago and what you have on the docket coming up.
Yeah, you know, kind of not been doing a lot here lately just because, you know, it's been such a long time since we raced. I guess it seems like a long time. It's been a few weeks, so I've just been hanging out. But, yeah, that race, it definitely didn't go as planned. You know, I felt like I had a pretty good car there in qualifying once I bolted tires on, but got out of qualifying. It was a little bit free. But and then there when we had our little chance to change some stuff, I tightened it up quite a bit because I didn't, you know, I'd rather be a little bit snug than too tight, and than too loose, and ended up tightening it up a little bit too much, and I'm telling you, from the drop of the green flag, I had that wheel crank to the left, but, you know, it was frustrating, you know, because I know the car's better than that, but I just missed the setup, just tightened it up a little too much there, but, I hadn't really been doing a whole lot, you know, went home, saw my family and all here a few weeks ago, or a couple weeks ago, and just kind of been pedaling around doing little things. We got some stuff to do to the race car, you know, routine maintenance stuff. But I got quite a few weeks to get that done too, so.
Hey, now you spoke a lot in the first person there when you were talking about, and I quote, and I, you know, tightened the car up, I did routine maintenance on the race car. Now, Chase and Casey, they have Jim Barfield and Ricky Turner working on their cars. Who works on your race cars? Is it just you? How does this sort of pecking order go at the shop as far as preparation for the cars?
Well, yeah, you know, Casey and Chase both have, you know, very good, I guess you'd call them crew chiefs because that's what they are. You know, Jim's been doing this a long time, and Ricky, obviously, he's been doing it a long time. His rap sheet's unbelievable, too, but I mean, those are two really, you know, really smart guys, really know what's going on. And, you know, I've got my guys to help me. You know, I've got Jeffrey, he's been helping me out some. And then I've got my dad, he spots for me. And then Alan and Carlos and all them, you know, they help me out a lot. You know, we're all kind of there on the steep learning curve because we don't know quite as much. We don't know anywhere near as much as Jim and Ricky. But, yeah, you know, I kind of, you know, call the shots on my deal if I can. But yeah, I've always got, you know, Ricky or Jim to go to there in the, you know, in Chase's or Casey's stall. Go ask them, you know, kind of if I'm in a hard spot what to do. And they help me out a lot. It's just, you know, I don't get a lot of help firsthand from them, which I can understand that. But, you know, information help is a lot more important than, you know, no help. So, I get a lot of help from those guys, and, you know, you can always spread yourself so thin, and I completely understand that with those guys. But, yeah, we, you know, they're in the shop. We all pitch in on each other's cars. You know, we'll work on Chase's, and then we'll help on Casey's, and they'll help on mine. You know, pretty much the whole get the car ready and go scale it and all that on the scale, on the setup pad, and all that's all basic stuff. You know, just get your ride height set, whatever springs you want in the car and all that. When it comes to the track, though, that's when, you know, like you said, you really need the help, you know what I mean, like the crew chief help and all, so they can put input on to what you think, what they think you might need to the car and everything. So that's, with me just starting, I'm still trying to get to know, you know, hey, the car's doing this, what little change can I do to make it a little better, but I've got those guys, you know, I talk to them before and after the practice or before and after the race, before and after qualifying. Just trying to figure out little things I can do to the car. And, you know, I make the change. I go out, see what it does. And if I find out that it's no good, you know, I probably won't do it again. But it's just, you know, that's the way I learn it firsthand. You know, you got to, you know, make your changes and go through it all on your own to learn it, I think.
This is one thing I probably haven't talked too much with you or any of the other drivers on the team about. How much is Bill directly involved in doing the race cars, or is he at all? Obviously, he gives driving tips to Chase, and I'm sure probably pitches in a couple of tips or two to you, Casey, and John, but how much does Bill have anything to do with the setups or the equipment that's bought or chosen or the day-to-day operations at the shop? I mean, since he's not a full-time driver anymore.
Oh, yeah, you know, he's a big part of it, obviously. You know, he's a real big part of it. You know, he comes back, he's always back there in the shop talking to us, you know, seeing what we're doing. He doesn't do a whole lot. I'm not sure what's talked about between him and Ricky. You know, that's their deal. He doesn't come out and set up the cars. You know, that's, you know, Ricky does that, and Jim does that, and I do that. At the track, you know, if he sees we need some help, man, he'll jump right in there and turn some wrenches. You know, he did that with me down at Cordell. I needed a little bit of help, and he was up there, you know, calling times out for Chase and watching him, but, you know, he put his radio down and jumped in there and started turning some wrenches for me. So he's not, you know, he gets his hands dirty, and he's really, you know, focused on trying to make this deal work, I think. And he's a big help, you know, even from, you know, he gives driving tips, like you said, and also, you know, he'll get in there and get his hands dirty. You know, he's not somebody who's just going to stand around and watch and make sure everything's going okay.
And your family's down in Pine Mountain, and, you know, yeah, you're a grown man and everything. You're over 18. You're, what, 20 years old, right, Trey?
Yes, sir.
20 years old. But it's tough not seeing your family a lot. You said your dad's with you spotting at the racetrack. What are the arrangements for you to see your family? Do they come see you race every time, or is it tough for them to come out? How does that work, and how does it kind of feel, I guess, being sort of far away from home?
It's a long haul, you know, for them to come up to the racetrack. They've been up to one of my races, and that was a night I had, I think, two flats or something like that, or I had that flat tire in qualifying, and then in the race, practice, and then the race, but they came up to that. My mom was like, I'm not going to come anymore, I'll say I'm bad luck. I said, no, Mom, you know, you're not bad luck, we just had a bad night. But, you know, it's just a long drive from Pine Mountain up to Lanier, and by the time the race is over, it's really late, and they don't, you know, it's not really safe driving home at 1 in the morning. Especially when you've done all that driving, so typically they may get a room if they are going to stay. But it's, you know, it's not too bad. I've been living on my own, you know, for I guess close to 2 years now. I guess a year and a half. Moved out into my senior year, obviously, to go to school. But it's not bad, you know, because I've got family near me. I've got Bill and Sydney near me, and then my dad comes up and he sees me when he spots, you know. But I drove down there a couple weeks ago, stopped by my dad's house because it's on the way down there, spent a night with him, spent a day with him, and then I went down to my house and spent the weekend and saw some of my friends that I don't get to see from high school. So it's neat. You know, I like getting out of that town because I grew up in it. It's always good to go back, but, you know, it's, you know, I'm trying new things, doing new things, living on my own, so it's pretty fun.
Now, just to set it up for all the legions of Trey Poole fans out there that are wondering when you're going to be on the track next, when are we going to next see that number 91 Ford out there, and any plans to do anything outside of gas after the season?
Yeah, definitely some plans. You know, plans are in the making. You know, at least that's what I'm working on here for, after the gas season. But right now, you know, since we're planning on running the rest of this gas series deal, the next race is South Georgia Motorsports Park on the 24th of October. And then I believe the weekend after that we'll go to Nashville, correct?
Yeah, the weekend after that's Nashville, the end of October, Halloween.
Yeah, and then I'm planning on going to do that. But, you know, if everything goes okay, those two races, and I got a car, you know, still in one piece, then I'll be looking to go do the World Crown. But I got to, you know, got to get a little help here and there, see if I can get, you know, get some stuff going to go to the World Crown. But, you know, we went to that tire test over there, and that went real well. So I think we, you know, at least got a decent start there. You know, we're a little bit ahead of everybody else that'll be there for sure.
And that World Crown 300 is at Gresham Motorsports Park, where Dan Elliott, maybe just related to the Elliott family, is the president and the kind of running that whole track. And that's up in Jefferson, Georgia, getting that going. Well, thank you so much, Trey, and we wish you the best of luck and everything. Folks, be sure to turn here next week. We're going to try to talk to Casey Roderick, who's not only prepping for the next Georgia Asphalt Series races and other pro late model races, but he's also in the James Finch shop preparing his ARCA car, so we'll talk to him about that. I'm Doug Fireball Turnbull. Remember, for the latest North Georgia racing news coverage, turn to the Lead Lap. It's a racing show every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 a.m. on racefanradio.com and ESPN 1240 Radio in Gainesville, Georgia.